organic food is selling in ever-increasing quantities in the Czech Republic. Between 2006 and 2007, sales grew by almost 50%, and some predict further growth of around a third every year until 2011. That's good news for Greens. However, they're less happy about the fact most of the organic produce sold in this country is imported from abroad. Hoping to rectify that, the Czech branch of Friends of the Earth has just launched a new campaign entitled Hledá se Česká buchta, or Czech Cake Wanted. I discussed it and other aspects of the Czech organic food market with the group's Vojtěch Kotecký at the launch of the campaign.
It seems that the primary reason for a major share of imported food in the Czech organic market is the current lack of interest on the side of major Czech food producers. When you look at big Czech bakeries, bakers, meat processors, milk processors and similar companies, they usually tend not to be engaged in the organic market and leave this opportunity to importers.
Is the structure of Czech organic farming also a factor?
Well, the structure of the Czech organic farming is one of the reasons behind the lack of organic food on the local organic food on the market. For example, there is a major undersupply of organic, local organic vegetables and fruits on the Czech market, but it doesn't seem to be the primary reason for the lack of interest on the side of producers.
What about price? Can Czech organic farmers compete with, say, German organic farmers?
I don't think that this is a question of prices. At the end, you have much lower labor costs in the Czech Republic, and labor costs are a major factor in organic farming because it basically replaces chemicals, pesticides and fertilizers with labor, so that this is something which should play into the hands of Czech organic farmers. The problem is that Czech farmers usually do not enter the organic market simply because they do not see a major interest on the side of food producers, so that they would not be able to find someone they would sell their produce to.
What difference does it make where the organic food comes from? Surely for people like yourselves in the environmental movement, the most important thing is that people are buying organic food. Why does it matter where it comes from?
It matters from two reasons. First, this is a major lost opportunity for Czech farmers and for Czech landscape. This is an opportunity where we could change the way farming uses our landscape. We could radically reduce the use of pesticides and fertilizers in Czech agriculture. And we are just losing this opportunity and leaving it to other countries. And that's one thing. And secondly, of course, when you import organic food from abroad, you increase traffic pollution, you increase carbon emissions from long-distance transport of food and so on.
I know internationally the idea of buying local food has become an important part of the philosophy of the green movement, I suppose. And I've even heard the word locavore for somebody who eats local food. Is there a local food movement in the Czech Republic?
I think this is something where the Czech Republic follows the trends of West European countries. Just like with organics, local food is becoming a trendy issue in the Czech market, and I think that we will more or less follow the situation in Western countries. And the key issue is that it is not an issue for environmentalists and environmentally strongly aware people, for so-called dark greens, but it is becoming a mainstream interest.
Is organic food seen as a kind of luxury by Czech consumers because it's a bit more expensive?
Well, of course, it is more expensive, and people will tend to see it as a niche market, but I think that the primary reason behind that is not that much the price, but rather the structure of the organic market. When you look at organic food, in shops, in retails, you will usually find very specialized foods rather than normal everyday things like bread, vegetables, potatoes, milk, butter, and so on.
Are you optimistic for the future in this area?
Well, I'm optimistic very optimistic for two reasons. First, when you look at the Czech market, it is skyrocketing. The Czech organic market has grown 49% between 2006 and 2007. And second, when you look at the trends in West European countries, this is something the Czech Republic will follow and has always followed. And the situation in West European countries has completely changed over the last 15 years.
Is the Czech state supporting organic farming sufficiently?
Well, the Czech government provides some subsidies for organic farming, and it is actually one of the more progressive governments between the new member states of the European Union. But compared to some Western European countries like Sweden, Scandinavian countries, Austria, it is still lagging behind.
Your campaign is called Wanted Organic Czech Buchta. It's a kind of cake. Why have you chosen the buchta as a symbol for this campaign?
For two reasons. First, it is an everyday typical Czech food. And second, because buchtas, cakes, are made from typical, normal, everyday ingredients like flour, sugar, eggs, jams, and so on, so that if we get organic buchtas on the market, we will get everyday foods with them.
My last question is, could I now go out somewhere in Prague, say, and buy an organic buchta? Is it available in the shops?
It is not available in the shops, but you could find in some specialized producers. But the most important thing, buchta is something you will cook home, bake home, rather than buying it, so that it again shows that what is necessary is availability of everyday foods that are ingredients for baking buchtas, rather than availability of organic buchtas in supermarkets per se.